Welcome back to This Week in the NHL. I'm Sam Rosen, and it's time for highlights from around the league. And for that, we bring in Joe Tolleson, who has the top plays and top moments of the week. This week, Joe focuses on the accomplishments of some of the young stars of the NHL.
Behind the net to Crosby, looking for point number 100. Crosby with the puck, turning out to the left side to Whitney, right side to Gonchar, slapper to Fuck, it comes over to Malkin, ready for the field score! Crosby's going to get it! Crosby has the goal, and the Penguins have tied it at two!
Sam, when you talk young star, Sidney Crosby is at the head of the class. Mike Lang with the call on the Penguins Hockey Network has Crosby's goal not only tied the game against the New York Rangers, but made Crosby the youngest player ever to have back-to-back 100-point seasons. Crosby is the fifth man in league annals to score 100 points in each of his first 2 years. Another great goal-scoring season for Alexander Ovechkin.
Novotny gets it right back. Hands for Ovechkin. Ovechkin cutting in. It gets by Carey Lehtinen and he scores! Alex Ovechkin got it between the legs of goaltender Carey Lehtinen, and Alex Ovechkin with his 40th goal of the season.
Steve Colby on the Capitals Radio Network is Ovechkin just the ninth player in NHL history to score 40 goals in the first two seasons of a career, and the first since Eric Lindros in 1994. And there's a new rookie point scoring streak.
Stastny. And left of the cage, Burnett. Burnett trying to walk in and jam it in. Can't lose puck. Hejduk scores! Milan Hejduk has scored for Colorado. A power play goal, and we're tied at one.
Oh, real nice job. Paul Stastny, I think, is going to pick up an assist here, Norm. That will give him sole possession of that NHL record now.
Norm Jones and Curtis Lecision on KKFN, The Fan in Denver, as Paul Stastny assisted on Milan Hejduk's goal to run his point-scoring streak to 18 games, eclipsing the mark set by Timo Solani in 1993. The Avs in Minnesota ended up in overtime, where Brent Burns buried the game winner for the Wild. It's something he took a liking to as he repeated the feat one game later.
Gabrick with speed at center. High slot. Here comes Gabrick. Gabrick and pokes it free. Burns scores! Burns scores! And then he's knocked to the ice by Bieksa, but it's Burns again in overtime for the Wild.
Bob Kurtz on 830 WCCO in Minnesota as Brent Burns' second straight overtime winner came with 36 seconds to play in the extra session, and the Wild top Vancouver 3-2. An NHL first as the league has its fifth 500-goal scorer of the season.
Stars lead it 2-1. Clem finding Nagy. Back out to Clem. A shot, save, rebound. There it is! 500!
Ralph Strangis on WBAP in Dallas as Mike Modano's goal proved to be the game winner. The Stars slipped by the Flyers 3-2. Matt Sundin, Timo Solani, Peter Bondra, and Mark Recchi had already reached 500 goals this season, so Modano becomes the 39th player in league history and just the second American-born player to reach the milestone. Finally, San Jose is battling for playoff positioning in the West, and Bill Guerin was acquired at the trade deadline to provide scoring punch in the second season. Well, it took some time for Guerin to open his account in San Jose, but he finally did by scoring three in the Sharks' 7-1 mauling of Chicago. Dan Rusinowski with the call on K-Fox in San Jose.
Sharks skate from left to right, long feed for Guerin. Breaks down the wing, goes for the puck, shot, fired, score! Well, how do you like that? Billy Guerin using the opportunity, moving down the right wing side to get his 29th goal of the season, but his first in a Sharks uniform.
Sam, records, milestones, and firsts, all part of another exciting week as we follow the bounce of the puck.
Thanks very much, Joe. Look forward to next week's package of highlights. Still ahead, I'll talk with one of the young stars that Joe focused on, and that's Colorado Avalanche rookie sensation Paul Stastny. Coming up next is our hockey insider, Bob McKenzie.
It would have been criminal if the Penguins had left Pittsburgh.
This week in the NHL on Westwood One continues after this.